start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Broadcasting live from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, here is your host, Dr. Jay Allen, on Safety FM.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moments. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Hello and welcome to Safety FM. This is Jay Allen. Depending on your age, what comes to mind when I say Saved by the Bell? Let's have that discussion here today on Safety FM.
You are listening to a renowned safety expert, Dr. Jay Allen, on Safety FM.
Changing safety cultures. One broadcast and one podcast at a time. Join the fun on social media and find us on Facebook at Safety FM.
No, don't worry about it. You're not in a time warp. But when I thought of Saved by the Bell, that's exactly what comes to mind. And it's about a little TV show. And not to give you some big, long, drawn-out story in regards of Saved by the Bell, but originally Saved by the Bell was a show that was called Good Morning, Miss Bliss. And the show essentially evolved into something called Saved by the Bell. And you're probably sitting there going, what does this have to do with safety? We'll get to that in a moment. The other part that I think about all the time is the different array of characters that were inside of this show. The show, of course, evolved as the years went on, but there was a gentleman by the name of Zach Morris, Kelly Kapowski, A.C. Slater, Lisa Turtle, Jessica Spano, and then the principal, Richard Belding, and Screech was another person that was actually on there. As the show evolved, so did the characters. And a lot of times what takes place is that we take a look at some of these shows and go, oh, it's so character driven and we need to pay attention to each character. As the years went on this show called Saved by the Bell, number one, I was obsessed with it when I was much younger. That was many, many, many moons ago. And I had to get home to see what was going on with the Saved by the Bell gang that was based out of Bayside. And it was interesting as I looked at that show on how the characters developed and how they changed throughout the years. I believe the show had something like 84 episodes or something along those lines before it actually changed into the different incarnations of the show. And as I look through the show, I kind of realize that it compares very similar to our systems. And what do I mean by that? Essentially, we start off with one path on how our safety system should look. An idea, a presentation, a way that it's formatted starting off. And I'll tell you that a lot of people that I speak with, they started off in safety, looking at it in one direction. And no, I'm not talking about the band, just in case. But they start to look at it of going, hey, safety should be formatted like this. Boom, boom, boom. We'll use the example of Hello, Miss Bliss. Disney Channel originally started off with the show Saved by the Bell on how they wanted to do it. And they came to the conclusion it wasn't going to work, and all of a sudden it was sold to NBC. Now, I'm not saying go out there and sell your safety program to someone else. But what I'm saying here is that sometimes when we start off looking at safety, we look at it that it's going to start off in one direction and it changes as we go. So the formatting of the show was not bad when it started. It was actually a pretty decent show, especially if you like those little, you know, little teen show when you were a kid, depending if you watched it at the time. But as the show evolved, it was very interesting to see what it would become. It was pop culture. That was the reference and the emphasis of the show. It was, what were the dealings that Zach was going into? What was the love triangles that could potentially happen? And I'm not saying that there's a love story in every safety endeavor, but keep in mind that you are involved inside of this because you're trying to keep people safe. You're not trying to do something illegal or something unethical. But when you go into an organization and you're trying to speak of safety, you have to start off with where the organization is at. You have to build off of what's there. So what do I mean? If you walk into an organization and they are doing, let's say, behavior-based safety, and you're trying to get it into a human and organizational performance scenario, you have to remember where the journey has been already and where you want to take this journey to go. So there's some sunk costs associated to behavior-based safety as it started off, the same way that there were some sunk costs associated to Good Morning, Miss Bliss. Now, they did use some of the reoccurring characters as they moved on to Saved by the Bell, and that's what you probably have to look at. Look at your safety system inside of the organization on how you want to change it and move it forward. As you move it forward, remember, there was a structure that was there. I don't always say that, you know, the previous version of safety does not work. I just say, hey, you need to build off of that structure. And those are the things that we tend to forget as people inside of an organization and inside of the organization on what they've already spent, inside of the organization, what has already been done. Build off of those features. They'll help you out in the long run. And I'm not saying, you know, that the kids from Saved by the Bell were not cute kids and they couldn't help out, but that's what you want to do. You want to take the best of your system that was already existing and see what structures you can build off of. A lot of times we go in there and we just look and say, hey, we need to take all this stuff down and move forward, not realizing that a lot of times the structures are good. The structures can be used in this new concept that you're going for. Maybe some of the pillars could be the same depending on how you have it set up. One of the worst things that we could ever do is go inside of an organization and say how things are so terrible and not try to use some of the foundations that are already there. Remember that people need to ease into things. It can't be a drastic change. You can't walk into an organization that has Hello, Miss Bliss and change it to Riverdale or Beverly Hills 90210, depending on your age demographic, and expect there to be a dramatic change overnight. You have to ease the concept of the change. I'm saying that your system that's already there can have potential growth depending on how you look at it and do the movement. You can't have Pee Wee football and change it to the NFL overnight. This doesn't work that way. I'm not saying the journey is going to be extremely long, but the journey needs to have some impact inside of the organization using some of the foundations that are already there. I know I've said that about three times already, but I want to make sure that I emphasize that because sometimes we forget on how important some of the original structures are. So I'm not trying to ruin the show Saved by the Bell for you for the next time that you actually hear it, see it, or go around trying to remember part of it. It is available on Hulu, and that's not a plug. I'm just giving a reference there. But remember, things do change as you move forward. And because something started in one place, it does not mean that it can't change into something entirely different, depending on how you want that structure to work. Before we close out today, just want to reference a couple things relatively quick. Number one, safetyfm.com. safetyfm.com is always our site for you to know anything that's going on within the Safety FM arena, including our hosts, guests, different podcasts that we have out there. Also, if you have not downloaded it, take the opportunity to download the Safety FM app from either iOS, the Google Store, or enable it as an Alexa skill on Amazon. Please give us a review on your favorite safety podcatcher. This way it helps spread the word out there on what we're doing here at Safety FM. I know we have multiple shows, but we always love to be able to interact with the general public out there. Besides that, I don't have much going on here today. I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
SafetyFM.com.
So, do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case, and you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.